1, this is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Okay, good evening, everyone. Again, this is Gordon, W2TTT. This is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. It is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 MHz. Meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club in Pearl River, New York. Largely serving northern.
W2TTT, this is W82ISC. Gordon, you're breaking up and very noisy into the machine. Over.
So. Alpha, call W2TTT. Is your call sign your name and your
city? W2TTT, this is Alpha Lima, Zero Yankee. And Gordon, by the way, you're coming very staticky tonight.
Okay, I can fix that. Stand by. See what I can do specifically. Hold on. How's that? Let me see if I can make it better. Hold on a second. How's that, Ali?
Much better now, Gordon. Go ahead.
Thank you for that heads up. You know, you park in a spot and you try to run a net, you're never quite sure. Alrighty, Ali, Passaic County, DEC. Welcome aboard. Alright, and okay. Any stations with a kilo, please call. I heard two stations, WI2W. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, you have a really bad 60 hertz hum on the input signal, so there's something going on with your power supply or your radio.
Better now?
I didn't hear it that time, but it was a short transmission.
Okay, yeah, I think I know what that's from. All right. It's not 60 hertz, but I got it. Okay. WITW, thank you. And you are in Hawthorne, correct?
North Hailton.
Pardon me, I should know better. All right, very good. All right, let's move back to Kilo stations.
Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray.
K2 Lima Alpha X-ray, go.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, no traffic, checking in.
Okie doke, thank you very much. K2LAX in Oakland, if I recall. Alright, any other kilos?
Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge.
Bob, thank you very much, welcome again. Any other kilos?
Kilo Alpha 2, Quebec, India, Tango, Bob and Hewitt.
Bob, it's great to hear you. Long time no hear. Is that where you're residing, or is this just a temporary location for the evening?
No, this is my new home, QTH.
Okay, we'll make a note of that. Very good. If you're not on the Aries roster from Passaic County, you might want to get that to Ali. Or you can send it to me, and I'll send it to Ali. Or we can give Ali the opportunity to tell you how to do that if you're not already on his roster. But that's super. All right, any other kilos? Okay, Novembers. Okay, Whiskey Stations.
W2TGQ.
Richard, I got you in Clifton, correct?
That is correct. You're coming in a little bit better now, but it sounds like you got a lot of alternator hum there.
Yeah, I had some of that before. Understood. All right. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no traffic, and yeah, you do have like what sounds like about 300 hertz whine under your voice. Over.
Okay, I just changed to something else. Bob, is that any better now?
Well, that sounds clean now.
That's really interesting. Okay, so it wasn't my boost regulator. It was my something in my mesh node circuitry that's feeding back. I'll have to look into that. Thank you. All right, any other whiskeys? All right, any station, any format. Okay, well, I just have one quick announcement tonight. I've been asked to furnish by sometime next week, certainly no later than just after our next week's net, a complete roster of Bergen County Aries members, and each DEC has been asked to provide that information to our section emergency coordinator and section manager. So if you have not filled out an FSD 98 before and provided it to at least Ali or me or whoever is your DEC in your county, should you not be in Bergen or Passaic, please endeavor to do so. If you're not sure where to send it to either Ali. You can send it to Ali at alphalimayankee@al0y.com. That's alphalimayankee@alphalimazeroyankee.com. Or me, w2ttt@awrl.net, w2tangotangotango@awrl.net. We'll do fine. So we'll be happy to forward it on to the appropriate county people, and that would be good. Just FYI, for those who participate in the New York City Marathon, there's going to be a review this weekend of the last year's New York City Marathon this Saturday for invitees. Even if you weren't invited, if you have comments about how the marathon operated last year, we'd love to hear it, and please forward those comments to me by tomorrow night at a reasonable time, let's say before 10 or 11 anyway. That would be great, so I can have them for Saturday morning. We are coming up into operational season again. There are a couple of operational opportunities for individual hams. One of them is the eventhams.org website. You can look at www.eventhams.org website. You can sign up for some upcoming half marathons and triathlon, and then the New York City Marathon later in the year. So that's a good training opportunity and a lot of fun, too. So feel free to check into that if you would so desire. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add at this time? All righty. Well, let's do a quick roundtable then. AL0Y, it's your ball from W2TTT.
W2TTT, AL0Y. Thanks, Gordon. You don't have comments for tonight. Thank you.
Alrighty, very good. K2LAX, your turn.
Yeah, no comments. I'll be out of town the next 2 weeks, so check in on my return.
Okay, have a safe trip and bon voyage. KD2BKD. Bob?
Yeah, this is KD2BKD. No comments. No comments. Back to net.
Okay, very good, Bob. Thank you very much. KD2QIT. Just curious, Bob, what are you operating with, and do you have any further comments? That almost entire transmission was unreadable.
previous transmissions were fine, but that one just didn't quite cut the mustard. We'll hope for the best later, but we did not get anything substantive out of that. Maybe during the TechNet you can come back and fill us in on that just while you're at it, too. You always have some creative antenna installations, given your residential status. Hope that it sounded like you had a lot to say, which bodes well for your antenna farm and operations. So we look forward to hearing that in the future. W2PEDQ, Richard.
Oh, nothing to really say, but there was an interesting thing about Mr. Cohen on the ARL thing about inside radar. He's the guy that's the inventor of the fractal antenna.
Yeah. Fractals are useful for doing all kinds of interesting things to the angle of incidence of incoming waves and how they are reflected, or in this case, conducted and around something, making something look like it's not there. It's pretty impressive. Yep, we'll talk about that maybe later at 9 o'clock. Anyway, thank you for that, Richard. WHIC, Bob.
Yeah, Kate, W2TTT, W82ISC. No real comment other than that I went to the kit night a couple nights ago, and basically it was just a bunch of guys hanging out, which is fine. I brought along that note in case W2JC or yourself might show up, but nobody did, so I just left it in the car. Anyway, back to net.
Yeah, you know, I don't, Jim comes from time to time. I wasn't able to make it. I had a personal commitment that just was unrelenting, to say the least. My son had a hockey game. In fact, that's why the net was a minute late starting. I was watching the end of his hockey game. And he's got another one at 10:30, so his games are bracketing the nets, which is kind of fun. All righty, very good. WITW, W2TTT.
Yeah, good evening. Only two comments. You actually had two issues with your signal earlier. One was a low pitch, sounded like a hum, and then after you cleared that up, there was a high pitch sound that you got rid of when you did something else. So just want to let you know there were two issues there. That's it. Have a good night. W2TTT, WITW.
Very good, Steve. Is the low pitch one still there?
No, it is gone. Your signal's clean now.
More exciting. All right, I'm going to have to do some more filtering on the feed that goes into the mesh gear. I think I understand what's going on there. Not a problem. All righty. Well, at this point, last go around for anything that people want to add. All righty. Well, I want to thank everyone for participating in the net tonight. The TechNet will start at 9 o'clock, which is in about 12 or 13 minutes. And we look forward to hearing from each of you then and or in the ensuing week. 73, and have a good, safe week, everyone. Don't forget to charge your batteries and get your preparedness kits ready. This is W2TTT returning the channel to normal amateur radio use.
NJ2BS, repeat.
This W2TTT will start to TechNet in a minute. Just kind of a quick radio check, make sure my signal's clean.
K2LAX, sounds good.
Thank you, sir. Much obliged. Alrighty, we'll start in about 30 seconds. Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that's the proverbial right answer. All right, welcome, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Image Radio Association technical net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 MHz, the 2-meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and largely serving the lower Hudson Valley, but, you know, a good chunk of northern New Jersey, especially Bergen County and adjacent areas, where its primary coverage is, actually. This net is a little different than other nets in that it's conversation. Conversation about amateur radio, conversation about electronics, computers, telecommunications, the natural sciences that underlie our hobby, what we do with our hobby, the things we've done, the things we aspire to do, the things we never want to do again, which always make for a great story, by the way. It's also an opportunity to do for sale swap for wanted items, and then you can also do any combination of those things, so we encourage you to participate. And if you don't have any of those things to bring to the net, come anyway, because we can't adjust the net to your liking or to your needs if we don't know you're out there. So check-ins are requested, even with the proverbial none of the above. We check in with our call sign, our name, and as I said, we indicate whether we want to. We have a for sale swap or wanted item from a question, a comment, for sale swap or wanted item, some combination of those things, or none of the above. And we, above all, give our call sign and our name, so that way we can be civilized and friendly. Because while I may recognize your name and call, other people need to hear it, so that you can have some on-the-air identity with others. So I appreciate your cooperation in this matter. So, with no further ado, call signs who begin with which begin with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
I think that was W2PDQ, Richard. I got you. Any other whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo, Bob, and no real traffic.
Roger that. Bob, any other whiskeys? Okay, let's go to Kilo's. November.
John, none of the above.
Sorry, I doubled with you. Say again, old man.
Yeah, K2LAX, name is John, none of the above tonight.
Thank you, John. Welcome aboard again. All right, any other kilos since I mixed it up? All righty, how about November's? Okay, and one more time for Alphas.
ACTGI, Rich. Question?
Zero Yankee. Name here is Ali from Wayne, New Jersey. I have no traffic.
I got a twofer for that one. ACTGI, Rich, I got your question. And Ali, I got your no traffic. Welcome aboard. Any other office? Okay. Going back to the alphabet, anybody have any call sign, please call K2BAR. Alrighty, well, just a couple of quick announcements. Just a reminder that it would normally be a week from Sunday. On the first Sunday of February would be the Barra meeting, but that's been postponed to the second Sunday due to some overblown football game, which I know I will not be watching. In the old days, I used to enjoy the 6-meter. The operation of 6 meters during the Super Bowl, anyway. But now we have cable and satellite, and it doesn't seem to have the same, you know, panache. But I laugh, I digress. All right, let's see. That was one thing I had to make. Oh, yes, and then tomorrow there will be a Fairlawn meeting, just a gathering from 6 to 9 at the club, and we'll be getting ready and prepared for the Saturday Winter Field Day, Tentatively, it's going to be at the at the community center outside in the in Brad's trailer, which I think will be wonderful. It's Kilo Mike to Charlie's trailer, which is heated and very comfortable. You'll have access to the bathrooms and such, and also to relax inside the club station if you'd like to. But operation will be from the trailer out in the parking lot. And one other point, that'll they'll gather about 11 on Saturday for that. And operation starts at 2 p.m. And we'll go to around 9 o'clock. Your mileage may vary after that, and unclear as to what's happening for Sunday. Just keep that in mind. And I hope to see you there. I will be there in the afternoon, probably mid-afternoon at some point through the evening. But also be at the club tomorrow night. All right, with no further ado, AC2GI, Rich, your question, K2BAR.
K2BAR, AC2GI. I think I've finalized my decision to finally drill a hole through the roof of my truck. And the question is, are the roofs typically a single layer of steel or multi-layer? And I'm going to use one of the step bits to get it to the three-quarter inch diameter that I need. But does anybody have any other suggestions? Back to Ned.
Well, obviously drill a very small pilot hole that will be enough, even if you have to use a couple of different bits, just to make sure that you put it right where you want it. Number one. Number two, I would at least open up the headliner on one side, possibly the driver's side, so that way you can kind of look over and underneath and, you know, get a good bead on where you're drilling on the other side so that there's no misapprehension or missteps. If you should find some concern about drilling through down through the roof and into something like the headliner or something like that, you can always take, like a light frying pan or something like that, and slide it between the headliner and the roof. That usually works. An old chassis, if it's light enough, or a panel plate, something like that, just so you don't go whipping through. The other thing is, if you do it that way, it'll catch most of your droppings, especially if you use a fry pan. Most of your cuttings that cut through, and that way you won't leave a mess on the inside of your headliner.
Okay, what about the number of layers of steel? Will there only be one, typically?
Yeah, it's usually just one.
Okay, it's an Explorer, so I have rear air conditioning in the back. I took down the center dome light, and if I go back about an inch or so behind that, I have a nice space because of the extra ductwork in the ceiling. And then I was going to go down the rear pillar and get to the floor channel. The radio is up underneath the passenger seat. Back to that AC2GI.
Well, that sounds great. So you've already explored underneath the headliner, and you know pretty much where you're going to go?
Yeah, that's kind of all planned out. It's just I wasn't sure what I was going to get hit with coming through the roof, whether it was multi-layer or single-layer steel. My stepson is in the auto body business, and he kind of led me down the path of which plastic column cover to unsnap to get the wire down into the floor duct system. This wire plastic panduit chases through the door wells and up under the seat, so once I get down through there, I can just go right to the ductwork and snake it through that way. That's how I have the power and the control head wiring. Back to net, AC to GI.
Yeah, there's real panduit inside of a truck, really?
Yeah, when I pull my rocker plastic door rocker panels off, there's gray panduit
underneath them that runs from the front to the back and then goes underneath the T's on them that go underneath the seat for the seat sensors and things like that. And like I said, the radio itself is mounted under the passenger seat, and I just followed the panduit to bring the power and the radio head control wires through.
Wow, I'm jealous. That's really nice. So, in my case, I on my old Dodge, what I did was I drilled three holes across the roof, and I had to be careful because I had an airbag right over my essentially next to my head to the side. It had a curtain on the side that could come down and blow up. So. And it was hardwired to one that was by the passenger rear seat in the rear behind the driver. Similarly, the ones on the passenger side on the other side, too, like that. So I was a little concerned about running high power and all sorts of other things through there. So when I opened up the headliner with the Marco's help, I found out that the A-pillars were devoid of anything. I mean, they had no cables in them at all, and they were easily as pie. So what I did was, in my case, I brought the cables down one of the A-pillars from the roof, and I had three through the roof mounts across the front, and that was just great. That worked out very, very well. And by the way, did not cost me a lot of money when I traded in my car. It cost me about $50, maybe $100 off the traded value. The three holes, big deal. It was a non-event, as it were. So, anybody else have anything they'd like to add about popping holes in the roofs and running cables around vehicles? Well, Rich, I learn something every day. I never realized that Ford Explorer used Panduit.
Pardon me.
Inside the vehicle. I'm just thrilled. That's pretty cool. So, God bless you. Alrighty. Back to you, AC2TI, KTB Air.
That's it for me. Thank you very much. Back to Ned, AC2GI.
Very good. Just FYI, I got some updates on my microbitics order. The units that were ordered around maybe the 11th or 12th of December, pardon me, were finally shipped recently. And mine was ordered about a month later in January, around the 9th of January, so I'm anticipating a bit of a wait yet. But it seems that getting the toroid material was the showstopper holding up production. So I don't know how much of that production they're now caught up on, but they're working feverishly to get rid of their backlog. And so that QRPHF rake will be coming. My guess is probably end of February at this point. I've opted for DHL shipping, which will take a week from once they ship it, so that'll be about right. And assuming they don't hit another glitch in the production shipping food chain. The other one is the MMDVM project I'm working on with Kai is coming along. I need to grab my my GM 300 or QR 300 repeater and wire it in and start tweaking things. It should be pretty exciting. But I have working code in a Raspberry Pi with the right what do they call it, a hat? It's like a daughter board, and that's all squared away too. So now it's just time to get a radio attached and start playing. Let's see what else. As I mentioned, if you participated in the RC Marathon last year and have comments, please forward them to me because we have a bit of a senior staff review on Saturday morning, and I'd like to get those comments in if you have any. Anybody else have anything else for the net, additional check-ins, et cetera, please call K2BAR.
W2JEK with a comma.
Mr. Don, you are more than welcome. Go right ahead.
K2BAR, the net, W2JEK, just announcing that Barra's next VE session will be on February 16th, which is a Friday night at 7 o'clock. It'll be at the Senior Center. And the test fee is still $15. And if you don't have a license, you'll need your Social Security number. And if you have a license of some commercial equipment that has an FRN number on it, you'll need that number. That occurred to me that one fellow that was dealing with had came for a ham license, but he also had commercial equipment with an FRN number. So once you have an FRN number, they don't want to give you another one. And you'll need your Social Security number. You will need your email address, because that's how they're going to send you your license. They're not going to go by the post office. They're going to email it, and you'll print it out by your own printer. And if you want to use a calculator, you can, but the memory must be empty. iPods, cell phones, and other devices may not be used as a calculator. I think that just about covers it. It will be on the Senior Center in Township of Washington on 350 Hudson Avenue. Back to net, W2JK.
All right, very, very good, Tom. That's super. That really is. Don, just curious, how many test sessions have you run over the years? And do you have any stats on how many people have passed tests?
Yeah, let me get the book out. I'll be back in a minute.
Usually don't have time for that kind of stuff, but I'm just kind of curious at this point to, where that progress has been all those years. It'd be pretty impressive, I'm sure. Alrighty. While we're waiting, are there any other check-ins for that? Please call K2BAR. Who is that? I didn't catch anybody. All right, maybe Don's back.
I am back.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I picked this running the test sessions up after Bill Jens passed away in January of 2002. Since that time, and counting last year, 2007, we've had a total of 167 test sessions with 1,048 applicants. We issued 1,252 exams, with 750 passed, which is 60%. We had 44 code exams, 20 passed. 576 technician exams, 382 passed. 373 general exams, 202 passed. 259 extra exams, 132 passed. We came out with 358 technicians, 12 technician plus, and 199 generals, and 132 extras. Back to net.
NJ2BS, repeat.
That's outstanding. And let me tell you, the run rates for the higher class licenses are about right, because you very generously and quite frequently offer someone with little preparation the opportunity to at least take a peek at the next highest class license exam by filling out another form, paying their fee, and taking that test. And more often than not, they don't pass, but at least to get some grounded in actually, they don't even have to pay the extra fee if they've already paid it for the first one. They can keep going on the same fee. I apologize, but you get the idea. That's super. Alrighty. Anybody have any comments or questions for Don?
W2JEK with a comment.
Go right ahead, Don.
Okay. Usually what happens is somebody comes in and he passes a technician exam, and he's pretty near a perfect score, he's got 30 or something, and somebody says, well, you want to try the general class.
maybe they haven't studied for it, or maybe they have, but they haven't really studied for it. And they don't do so well. Most of the time, those people fail because they haven't really studied the general exam. You really have to study for it. And even though you do well on the technician exam, they don't do well on the general because they haven't really studied it. The people that studied it, they pass right away. Same with the technician. The people that have studied it and done their study work the way they should, they pass right away. We got I usually figure about a 70% pass rate on the technician exam for both cases. Because there are times when other people, we've had other cases that they do not study correctly, or they're not studying the correct question pool, which is another problem too. That I should remind people that the technician question pool that is that we're using right now will end on June 30th, and a new question pool and new exams will be in effect as of July 1st. And that for anybody that is working on the technician exam now, get studying and get it done, or else you're going to have to get the new book and then study and have to hold up until July 1st. Back to that, W2JK.
Right, and that's for the general?
No, the technician is going to change. The technician will change on June.
Sorry, the technician changes in June. Okay. Well, very good. Well, I don't know if you know, but some of the guys you passed years ago in our Boy Scout troop have had to renew. And all of them have renewed, save one. And I have to track him down a little bit, find out. He's in a pre-med program, so I can understand why he has let his license lapse. But it's last summer, and I want to get on his case to fix that. I did notice that it's a good thing. In fact, one of my scouts just called me up the other day and asked me about how to renew. And then he started calling his buddies who we passed with around the same time and made sure that they renewed. I didn't have to make another phone call to do that. It was kind of fun. He called me back today to let me know that this effort to get everybody renewed was moving, and that he wanted, now that he has a real job and has a real vehicle, he wants to know about a choice of radio and an antenna and how to mount it and drill in holes. And God, they get to be mid-20s and they have some money in their pocket, and all of a sudden they want to get on the air. Go figure.
Yeah, that's good, Gordon. One thing of note, after the license date is after the date of expiration of the license, there is a 2-year grace period. In that grace period, if they don't renew during that 2-year grace period, then after the 2-year grace period is over, they will have to get out and study and take the current exam. So I advise anybody that has taken the exam, even though it's expired, they get it before the grace period runs out, or 2 years after the expiration date.
Oh yeah. No, in fact, I helped my own middle son renew, and his brother is taking care of his own renewal. My middle one, who got the license first, he was very he was very appreciative of the fact that I took care of that, and he now is giving some time and effort to possibly get on the air. So it is kind of amusing to watch as they become more mature, have a little more time, and as they say, a few dollars in their pocket, they want to they want to get on the air, which I think is kind of fun. So we'll see. See how it goes. But I really like it, the fact that most of these guys are self-starters and have gotten it done. But then again, most of the guys in question, not all, but most of them are Eagle Scouts, so not a surprise. Alrighty, I just wanted to thank you for all those efforts way back when, because those were usually an extra test session in December, and
when you normally didn't have one in, down in the church basement at St. John's in Bergen. It's starting to pay off, slowly but surely. Anyway, anybody else? G-Dom, back to you.
Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm glad they're renewing and all that. That's good, get them on the air. And, yeah, that's one good thing to have in your records there. You're looking for a job, I don't know that. But it's a good thing to have in your resume. Back to that. W2JEK.
Well, it's true, and funny you should say that, but well, several of our scouts are involved in public safety, first responder type activity. Some have military backgrounds. A lot of them have technology backgrounds of one form or another, ranging from medicine to electronics and the like. I even have one who's a corrections officer. And, he was one of those guys that plays things straight, but it was hilarious. When he was a teenager, he was a total terror. You know, last one to get out of his bunk, out of his tent. Always a little one step behind, and always once he was up and raring to go, he was always quite a character, to say the least. And so I think it's very funny that he's now a corrections officer. But anyway, alrighty. Anything else for the net? Done any final comments from you?
NJ2BS, repeat.
No, I think that's all, Gordon. I know I've got when you count test sessions I've had, I know the figure was over 200, because that was when I started with Pete, where after I got my X-ray, he grabbed me, got me into the thing. So I do have a bunch, but I don't know what it is right now. I haven't looked at it in a long time.
Not a problem. Alrighty. Well, I thank you again. Anybody else on frequency have anything they'd like to add for the net?
KC2ZMA.
Marco! Hello! KC2ZMA, welcome to the net. KTBR.
No, thanks, Mike Gordon. K2BAR. KC2ZMA. I was just listening, and I wasn't sure if I actually programmed the radio correctly. I got it done. No problem, just checking in. Thanks, Gordon, for coming back. Just want to make sure that, it worked at the repeater, and it worked just fine.
Yep. Just FYI, Kai and I each got an MMDVM, and, we're just at a stage now where we just need to do the interfacing to some radios, and then we can run any and all of P25, DMR, Fusion, or D-Star on them. They recommend you only run two protocols at a time, but they will dynamically adjust. So it's going to be quite an adventure, but you might end up with a fairly decent UHF repeater not far from you. A low profile repeater, but a repeater nonetheless, running some of those protocols into some form of... I was at... any of those protocols... running on UHF, so I'll get you the frequency and stuff like that once I square it away, okay?
Oh, cool then, Gordon. Okay, yeah, you made a comment about the MMDVM, and that's really cool. I don't know, I must have heard that so many times on Facebook, never read too much about it. I have an idea what it is, how it works, and everything else there. But, cool, Gordon, yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Right, and the other thing is you handed me a bag a while back to pass on, and I will be passing that on tomorrow to the newly established folks, okay?
Okay, cool. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Thanks, Gordon. Appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. Just wanted to make sure that it was given the best opportunity to maximize its effectiveness. Alrighty, KC2ZMA, anybody else?
WA2IC, yeah, I think as I mentioned before in the previous nut, I dropped by the kit tonight, and so I had the node with me, but nobody showed up, so I still have it.
Barra's coffee at the mall tomorrow morning, which I will not attend, as I will be taking a few extra Z's tomorrow morning, which is a beautiful thing. Anyway, Godspeed all, and you have a pleasant evening. This is K2BAR WTTTT returning to repeater to normal amateur radio use. Thank you very much.
Gordon, I think I doubled on you. This is WA2IC.
Sure, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just attempting to mention that I dropped by kit night a couple of nights ago, and I brought my 900 megahertz node in case W2JC or yourself showed up, but I still have it.
Yeah, I got Jim to respond to the email. He wanted to know what else was involved, and I told him what was involved, and have not heard anything back since. So I was hoping to get there myself, but I had another commitment that I had to meet, and so that kind of derailed my plans for getting to Kit Night this week. And I don't know if I can make next week. It's, that's definitely a TBD.
Okay, Gordon, K2BAR, WA2IC, I put the node back in the closet, and it's linking R by way of RF to my other node, so if you ever want to see it by way of the tunnel, it's WA2IC-TEMP.
Oh, that's super, on 900, okay. Yeah, when I drive by next, I'll grab that. I'll tell you, I was amazed as to how far I could copy my my air grid on my rocket dish on 2.4, and even the 900 Yagi was was able to copy that quite a distance away, but I go somewhere by Kinderkamak Road, and even if I get above the trees and the ground clutter, I guess other ground clutter gets in the way and just kills me. I went up by that ball field, near the school and the skating pond, and tried to mess with that a while back, and could not make that go. And it's very frustrating. I even tried driving down Kinderkamak Road and looking for spots. I'll tell you, if we get a node on the Oradell or River Edge, PDs or municipal buildings, that would be just splendid. But, that's got its own issues.
Okay, Gordon. Yeah, it's our town hall that has the police department has a bunch of antennas for police radios and stuff, but it's not exactly the highest point in town anyway. Anyway, K2BAR is WA2IC. I'll be clear.
Yeah, the problem is every place higher in town is residential, and they don't want to see anything. Even on Fifth Avenue, St. Peter's is down at the bottom of the hill. It just drives me crazy. And St. Joe's is worse. So, anyway. All right. 7-3 all. Chat with you later. This is K2B Air, WTTT Security.
NJ2BS. Repeat.